The founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, has announced the birth of his first child, a girl called Max, and he's vowed to donate most of his fortune to make the world a better place for her to grow up in. David Lee reports from Los Angeles.
Mark Zuckerberg and wife Priscilla Chan announced the news via a long letter to their daughter, posted, of course, on Facebook. They said the Chan-Zuckerberg initiative will focus on equality, education and advancing human capability. The couple said they would give away their stock value to the cause at a rate of around $1 billion per year. However, Zuckerberg said he would still retain overall power of Facebook for the foreseeable future.
The campaigning organisation Amnesty International says Eritrea's conscription system is helping fuel a growing refugee crisis. Amnesty says the national service often amounts to forced labour, with many conscripts made to work for decades, often in non-military jobs such as construction or farming. Tommy Oladipo reports.
Amnesty is asking the international community to recognise Eritrea's system of indefinite national service as a human rights violation. The organisation says this compulsory recruitment is the main reason why young Eritreans are fleeing the country. Most cannot leave legally and end up on dangerous journeys across land and sea, heading often for Europe. Some people who fled the country told Amnesty of harsh working conditions for those drafted and brutal punishments by the military for any caught trying to evade the system.
The former Argentine political prisoner and her son have met for the first time since she gave birth in the cell of a clandestine detention centre in 1976. The man, Mario Bravo, was given for adoption to a non-communist family, a common practice during the dictatorship. He was reunited with his mother, Sara, after having doubts about his identity and agreeing to take DNA tests. Mr. Bravo said the meeting his mother alive was a miracle. BBC.